Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833.
So finances are very important, and the importance of finances can be helpful to know at a young age. And that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit, like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com to start living yours. That's Intuit.com, Intuit.com to start living yours. Let's get into it.
Hey, what up, guys? It's Mike D from The Bobby Bones Show and producer of The Bobbycast, and I wanted to share a really cool episode that we recently did on The Bobbycast where we debated bands that are crazy successful, but for some reason people hate them. And in this episode, it's Bobby, Eddie, and myself talking about these bands that for some reason people just don't like, despite their really big chart and album success and all that kind of stuff. So Bobby and Eddie actually get into a pretty good debate in this one. So we wanted to share this episode with you guys. And if you enjoy it, be sure to subscribe to The Bobbycast. Just search Bobbycast wherever you're listening to this podcast right now. Hit that follow button, hit that subscribe button, and also leave that 5-star rating and leave a quick review. With that said, here's episode 227 of The Bobbycast, bands people hate that are crazy successful. Check it out.
Welcome to episode 227 of the Bobbycast, your favorite musical podcast. I'm trying out new slogans. I'm workshopping.
Your favorite musical podcast.
Yeah, your favorite music podcast from Nashville. I'm going to talk about despised bands that are crazy successful. Maybe the logic as to why they're so despised. Let me recommend the Luke Combs podcast, though, that we just did here. It will be our highest streamed podcast.
Really?
We were looking at the numbers today. He's just blown up so fast.
Why are people so interested in him? Because he's so relatable?
Well, he writes first. You have to write really good songs. Mm-hmm. Like, all that other stuff comes in second. If you can't, you can have everything right and not write good songs, that's not going to work.
Yeah, and his songs are really good.
And he writes really good songs. So first and foremost, the songs. Secondly, he can sing as good as anyone else.
Yeah. I guess it's masked by the roughness of his voice, but yes, it's very controlled, so.
His texture, I mean, you know, you think of the Shays from Dan and Shay. Mm-hmm. You think of the Carries, you know, just the pure vocalist. But he's on that level. But because he's not shiny, and he's a little rough, you don't really consume it the same way in your mind. And there is a little bit of to it. Also, I would say thirdly would be his appearance. The first two things aren't supposed to go with the third.
Yeah.
You don't normally look like a normal dude whenever you can sing really well and you write really good songs. It's just a rare combination.
Yeah.
You know, Stapleton's a bit of that.
Right.
Although I would say Stapleton is, he has a lot more character in his voice than he is a straight pure vocalist like Luke Combs. I would say Luke Combs can out-sing Stapleton. I'd say Stapleton's voice is probably a little stronger. Wow. I don't know. No one sings with the punch Luke Combs does in our studio. Like, just sitting there, acoustic. When Luke Combs, Sunday, it's just like sucks the wind out of
you. Yeah, and even when he talks, it's a very heavy, thick voice.
If you listen to the podcast that we did, I'm talking like this normal, but when he talks, it's right up here. And it just, there's such a disparity in the levels, because I didn't want to get up here and do the podcast like this too.
Yeah.
So mostly it's like me sound like this.
And him sounding like this.
But yeah, it's just wild to think of Luke Combs from the beginning, because before he had a song that was ever, his first hit wasn't even a top 50 or 60 song. And I put him in my class of maybe 28, 19. And
early.
Yeah. Before first hit. Before he was on The Verge, before any of that. And so what's been cool about that is artists usually remember that. And I don't talk about that very often, but artists usually remember the people that kind of jumped out on him first and helped him out. And I think our relationship's been good because of that. Same with Stapleton. Him and I are cool for the same reason that we had Chris coming in to play as an artist before he had really had a big artist career.
Yeah. And it's cool to see a lot of these artists open up with you just every time you interview them. From the first time you interview them, they've kind of closed off. They don't really know what to do or what to say. But then after the third or fourth time, they're just like an open book. And I bet the Bobbycast is like, just tell you whatever. Ask him whatever, he'll tell you.
You know, the great thing about this podcast is that it's just one-on-one.
Yeah.
And so they feel not pressure to perform, but when you're just talking one-on-one and you're recorded, there's a weight on you mm-hmm. to keep it going and keep it interesting. There's nowhere to go. There's no publicist. There's no other people on the show. There's not a five-minute segment that you can just stall your way through. When people come in here, it's usually the best stuff because you're just sitting here. And sometimes I'll freeze people out and just be quiet. But just be like, yeah. And then you feel like, oh my God, I got to talk. They feel like I got to talk. And sometimes they'll start.
I just did that right now.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't like the silence. What do I say?
They'll start chasing their tail around till they kind of catch where I want them to go.
Yeah.
And I'll let them go sometimes. Just go, go, go. We'll get it. We'll get it. We'll get there. There he is. He got it. So, but it was the Luke Combs podcast was really good. But today, Eddie, by the way, check out Eddie's podcast, The Sore Losers, which is a sports show with Eddie, Raymundo, and Lunchbox, and sports and also funny guy stuff.
Yeah.
So I want to get that plug in.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Which is the only reason you do this, to get your plugs.
That's the only reason I come here, yeah. You make me drive from my house to yours to do
this. Well, the studio is here. How far is your house from my house?
It's just under 30 minutes. I try to time it out perfectly. If I leave 25 minutes, I'm going to be late. Like, or just right on time. So it's just right between 25 and 30 minutes. But it's weird. It's a straight shot. It feels like it should be a lot shorter, but it's not. It's not. And there are a lot of houses for sale in your area. I might just move a little closer here. I counted like 10 houses for sale. I'm like, whoa, that's a nice one. That's a nice one. But they're probably expensive. Right?
See, that's all you got to do is sit. You just sit quietly.
And just keep going. Just keep going. The reason I think they're expensive.
I'm just sitting here looking. But you feel how you're like, oh, God, I got to keep going.
Yeah, yeah. Ask me whatever. I'll tell you anything.
You know what I'll do? I'll move my head off the mic, too, like I just did you. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't look like I'm going to say anything. I'll lean my head away over here. So
Just keep going. What else am I going to do?
My mouth's not even near the mic, so you know I'm not going to save you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there's a lot of houses for sale in here.
There really are. Shocked. A lot of people moving from that, moving away, I guess.
Get you a deal.
All right. It's the perfect market.
You know what I watched today was that movie you told me to watch on Netflix? Shot in the Dark?
The Long Shot.
The Long Shot.
Yes. Short.
I got a couple things I watched. It's a 40-minute documentary about a guy who they said killed a girl.
Correct.
A 16-year-old girl.
Yes. He's accused of murdering a 16-year-old girl.
Because his brother was on trial for murder, and he went to watch it, and that girl is the one that helped put his brother away. So they just said, well, it looks like you, and you were in the courtroom.
Yes.
Now you.
Yes, most importantly, it looks like you, because they just depended on a sketch that one witness that saw in the dark, saw what this guy looked like, sketched it up, and this guy kind of looked like it, so they arrested him.
I'll talk about that for a second, because there were a lot of guys that looked very similar. They had like 20 sketches exactly like this dude.
Oh, yeah, Mexican-American, like you put a mustache even on me, like right now, I probably kind of look like that dude.
Just a mustache.
Yeah, and shave my head. Yeah.
And so they put him in. And then they were actually shooting. He went to the Dodgers game, and he was like, it's the Dodgers game. But they can't
find him. Well, at first they were just like, well, how can you prove you weren't there? He's like, I don't know. And it's funny, too. Like, if you do something, a few months away, and you just tell him, what were you doing this random Thursday? I don't know if I could tell you what I was doing. I had to really think about it. And he's like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I was at a Dodgers game.
Well, it may be good for me then I have every minute of every day in my calendar.
That probably does
help. I probably get out of murder then pretty easy. But yeah, you're right. So he's like, yeah, I was at a Dodgers game. They put his daughter on the stand, by the way. She was 6.
Gosh, that was painful to watch.
And they asked her, what did you get? But she freaking knew it.
She did.
And so they went into the Dodgers camera system and found him, but the resolution wasn't close mm-hmm. enough. So they're like, all right. So then Curb Your Enthusiasm is shooting there. And he happens to be in a freaking scene of Curb Your Enthusiasm. But then, there's a lot of but thens. I won't stop it there. You should watch it. It was only 45 minutes. Pretty good.
Yeah, the lawyer was just on a chase to find footage of him to prove that he was at that Dodgers game. Pretty crazy.
Larry David shows up in the documentary,
he
too.
He does.
The whole thing, it's not a series. It's one episode. Again, less than an hour. But it's pretty good.
Yeah, the long shot.
I also watched, I think, 4 episodes of the Justin Bieber documentary.
Oh, yeah? How's that?
Good.
You're already starting to like Bieber a little bit.
I have been, my mind has been altered of Bieber because of people that know Justin. So my girlfriend now kind of knows him a little bit. She goes to church with him. She's like, he's the greatest guy. He's super nice. Once you're like there, he's so approachable. He plays soccer with like friends. And so.
You wouldn't think that by reading just the internet.
Well, I guess
or
I would
compare
it to someone like, let's just compare it to someone like a Keith Urban right mm-hmm. here in Nashville. If you know him, you can just go up to his house and hang out and it's not a big deal. If you're like already in, but if not, it's probably impossible. If you're just a fan, it's probably impossible to get to him. I like him a little bit because he's supposedly really nice and super cool. Not the same as us. The kid's been famous since he was.
True, yeah.
10, 11, 12?
Was he that young?
How old was Bieber?
Probably like 12.
You think
that baby?
Yeah.
There's a part in the maybe second episode, third episode, where he goes and they have a clip of him meeting his wife,
Haley,
for the first time. But they're like, he's like 12, she's like 11.
Wow.
And he's like, you know, I kind of remember it. He goes, I remember meeting Stephen Baldwin, and he goes, Stephen Baldwin's daughter was there, and most kids are like, ah. And she was like, what? And they show a clip, and she's like half asleep and does not give a crap. She's like, yeah, okay. It's like she got drugged to a morning show to have to meet Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
And she does not care.
Can you imagine just being around famous people so much that when you see Justin Bieber, you're like, whatever.
And so they have that clip. It's pretty good. All the episodes, I bring it up because we mentioned that episode of that Netflix documentary mm-hmm. is for this. They're only like 10-minute episodes.
Oh, that's cool.
So I think
that gets you through a lot, I guess. Right?
Yeah, maybe watch 4 of them. But it's pretty good. I wouldn't pay the $49.99 for the whole YouTube TV service.
Yeah.
Unless I was on my computer or phone all the time, watching all my TV from my computer and phone. I guess if I were going to do what we're doing now, I'd do like, did you turn the volume up, Mike?
Oh, yeah, my bad.
No, I felt like I was a little.
You Luke Combs in it over there.
I don't know that I would watch Hulu Live as my main live TV. Amazon's got pretty good live TV.
Do they?
Well, Amazon, where you can get all the channels via the app, but you can watch all the live sports through all the packages, and they're right there as part of Amazon Prime.
That's where I am right now. There's just so many options. I don't know what to do. For sure, I'm getting rid of cable. I mean, I just have to get rid of cable now. Problem is, my internet is tied to my cable, so I got to figure out a way to keep the internet.
You can do that, though.
So I'll probably do that, but man, with all the options out there of all the live TV, especially sports and my old movie channel, yeah, I'll probably end up just getting rid of cable soon.
The only things that I watch are The Office on Netflix every day, sports, and CNN. That's basically it.
you're an old man.
Yeah.
And I fart, and I watch sports, and CNN, The Office. You know what I watched that was pretty good, and I might watch the entire thing if, I don't know, see what happens. Gilmore Girls. It just came on, like one episode of Gilmore Girls.
Hey, Mike, it just came on.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Randomly.
Go ahead.
And I was like, I can get into this. The first episode got me. It's really good.
The new Gilmore Girls or from like the
from the
90s.
I think it's 90s, 2000 or something because I can tell from the music that they're using. It's pretty old.
Is that, I don't want to wait? Or is that
Dawson's Creek? That's Dawson's Creek.
That's Dawson's Creek. Something like that. I think a lot of like Sarah McLachlan may be in there. I don't know. But it's definitely that soundtrack.
Why is it good though to you right now?
Because she's a single parent, and I watched Parenthood, which is a really good show too. I watched that a couple years ago. But the girl on Parenthood's in Gilmore Girls. She's one of the main girls. Lorelai, I guess, is her character. But it was just the way they set up the first pilot was really good. It was like she's a single mom and she can't afford to pay for her daughter's school. So she asks ask her rich parents for money. And her parents are like just distant, no connection at all, no emotional connection to her parents. But they're like, sure, we'll give you money, but we got to be more involved in your life. And they're like, da-da-da. And it seemed kind of interesting, like, all right, this could go somewhere cool.
I think it went somewhere cool.
Yeah.
And it's since ended, right, Mike?
Yeah. 2007.
Well, as far as I'm going to watch.
I saw the first episode of The Munsters. I'm really looking forward to seeing where this goes.
This thing may have a future.
I got through the first half of Knives Out.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe the first third.
It's a movie.
Have you seen it, Mike?
No, I haven't seen that.
Oh, really?
No. I heard mixed things about it.
Is it British?
I was really looking for a review. No.
No.
It's like
a mystery, right?
Well, again, I've only seen the first third of it. It seems like kind of Clue.
Why are you watching movies in thirds?
First of all, shut up.
Like, you should watch a movie in its entirety. Make time to watch
a movie. The other movies I've seen are very long. I watched Netflix. What's that, long?
Irishman?
Yeah, too long, right? So I watched it in halves. The movie with Brad Pitt and DiCaprio, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Did you like it?
Almost 3 hours. Watched it in two parts. This one, we were watching it last night and fell asleep. And so paused it, obviously. I can't do long. That's what she said.
Okay.
But I can't do long.
All right. It's 2.5 hours, 3 hours.
That's so long. I like a movie about an hour 47
minutes. That's been our whole life, though. Our whole life we've been watching movies that long. 2 hours.
Hour 47 minutes is about my perfect time.
Okay.
Yours, Mike?
I'd say, like 150. If it's 150, that's solid.
By the way, check out Mike's podcast, Movie Mike's Movie Podcast. Joe, have you seen Knives Out?
Not yet.
No. Dang, nobody has seen Knives
Out. Sorry, dude.
I know. Despise bands that are crazy successful, and let's start with Nickelback. Really one of the most successful bands of all time. This
is how many, you how many hits?
Let's see here.
Under 10.
Nickelback sold over 50 million albums.
Dang, okay.
They rank as the second best-selling international act in the 2000s. Who do you think they're behind? The second best international act of the 2000s, only behind one act. I bet I know who you're going to say.
The 2000s?
Yeah. One, two, three. You don't know?
Radiohead?
The Beatles.
Oh.
More than U2, more than Radiohead. Really? More than...
Is this factual? Mm-hmm. I look at Mike. He confirms.
Through nearly a decade, pop culture has been incredibly cruel to Nickelback. I've always been a lover of them more so than I think I would be because of all the hate on them. Like, I would just kind of sit at a 6.5 normally because they have songs we know and like, but because everybody hates them, I kind of feel bad for them, so I put them at like a 7.3 because of that.
Sometimes I think we get tricked into liking something.
What do you mean? But the songs are good. You
like,
sing them.
Sometimes I think that they're just on the radio so much that we're like, all right, whatever. And it's like, you say sorry. All right, it's not a bad song. But if you heard that once, I think 90% of the people that heard that once were like, this sucks.
I don't think so. I think there were a lot of songs you only heard once and never sang back.
Yeah, there are a lot. Yes, but I think we heard this too much.
So many number ones. So many number ones.
How many?
Do we need to look at we've looked at the list. It's like 8, 9, 10, 11 songs.
All right.
They even had songs on Super Soundtracks.
Yeah, Spider-Man. I remember that one.
Mm-hmm. So you just want to be a hater because of Chad Kroeger's hair.
No.
It was long and like.
No.
Yeah, you do. I don't understand the hate. Like, tell me why you're a hater.
I just, at the time that came out, to me, that was like, it's easy music. Sometimes it's just like.
So why isn't everybody doing it? If it's so, it's like Sam Hunt and Body Like a Back Road. People go, that song's so easy to write. Then why don't you write it?
I don't think I can write it. But I think that most people don't try to do that because they don't want to get stuck doing that. Like, all right, it's easy music. Like where's Nickelback now? There's no longevity in Nickelback.
There's no longevity in almost any of those bands in the 2000s or any decade. The longevity, 50 million albums.
Nickelback does a tour again. Do they sell out?
Yes.
They're touring this year, yeah.
They do.
I don't know. I don't know. That's just where my mind is with them. Just like
it's because you've been tainted by the media.
No.
And I love the media. I'm not a media hater. But you listen to people say they suck. Otherwise, they would just go away and they'd just be a band you didn't care for at the time.
Well, why are they the most despised band?
Because it became a thing.
Mm-hmm.
It became like it's cool to hate Nickelback. And I probably would too, except everybody was hating on them.
So you just want to defend them.
Yeah.
All right.
They won't even do interviews because they know half the questions will be about everybody hating them.
Can you imagine? That'd be terrible.
They still sell a lot of concert tickets, and they'll probably still be laughing 10 years from now because they'll all be billionaires.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Dave Matthews Band.
Oh, people hate him? People hate him because they jam.
And now here's a little clip of Dave Matthews Band.
He wakes up in the morning, does his teeth by 2 weeks.
Now, I'll say this. I love Dave Matthews Band. I think any criticism of them is unfair. I think they should have been put in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this year because they were so different. Dave Matthews Band has sold over 33 million albums in the United States. In 2018, they scored the biggest week for a rock album in years and years. They have had the number one most consecutive studio albums. So they're basically a 90s college band. Right now, the band's worth an estimated $72 million.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I guess if you weren't in the 90s, early 2000s with them, you would definitely hate them. Because they continue to put out music. And I'll be honest, I never listened to it.
I do. I listen to some of it. I like the emo stuff.
You do?
I like emo Dave. We're sad. We're Dave Matthews. We're a sad guy. I'm going to play a sad song right now.
Like the last I remember of really listening to Dave Matthews was, Where Are You Going?
Yeah, Jan. I used to play that on the radio.
It's good stuff.
Yeah.
But after that, I kind of fizzled out just because... I love Dave. I was a huge Dave fan. I do love Dave Matthews Band. So I've never hated him.
Loosen,
cut.
I love Dave Matthews Band. So
yeah, suck an egg.
I'll give Nickelback a 7.3. What do you give them? Oh. We'll rank them all.
One.
Oh, what a hater!
Get out of here! Like just That's, get off the map.
So stupid.
Erase yourself.
Dave Matthews Band.
Oh, a 9.
Yeah.
Dave Matthews Band is great.
I give him 8.5. 9
you're,
for me.
You're right. They changed music.
Yeah.
I mean, you heard when
a white guy from South Africa.
Yes.
Getting a predominantly black band and a 15-year-old bassist.
Yes. Who they had to sneak into bars because he wasn't old enough to play with them.
My manager put the freaking band together.
Amazing.
In Charlottesville.
Yeah. I know. I love that.
Okay. We'll move on. Let's hear a clip from Creed.
We're lost, wide open.
Has that always been in there?
Who cares?
Mike, did you add thunder to this?
I did add thunder to that.
Okay, so I love the Creed. I was part of the Creed revolution back in the day.
You're so dumb.
I went to Creed shows.
No, you did not.
I did. I went to two.
Did you pay for the tickets? Be honest with me.
I'm trying to think. I was probably in radio at the time.
Yeah, so you got it for free.
So I didn't have to pay, but I'd have to go. But
single, nothing to do.
I'd have to stay. I played ping pong with Scott Stapp once.
Really?
He came in. He was like, hey, man, Scott Stapp.
You talk like that too?
Yeah, and I was like, hey, man, what's happening? He goes, you play any ping pong? And I didn't. I was like, yeah, of course. And he beat me like 15-0 and just walked out of the room.
Oh, he knew you'd never play. Yeah.
They sold 58 million records worldwide, more than Nickelback.
They got tricked.
So they were, what? No. People
got tricked again.
No one's getting tricked.
You know why I didn't like them? Because he stole my boy's voice, Eddie Vedder. Like that was Pearl
you
Jam.
You sound like DMX and John.
Pearl
Roll
Jam
right now.
Owned Eddie Vedder. Owned that
he didn't
voice.
Own that.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. He was the first. Jeremy Smith. And then here comes this dude with arms wide open. When people do a Creed voice, they do an Eddie Vedder voice.
Okay, so this is personal. So this was called butt rock.
Excuse me.
The butt rock genre. Heavily distorted guitars. They say paint-by-number songwriting.
Boom.
Deeply graveling male vocals.
Paint-by-number songwriting. I love that.
A lot of that happens
so
here,
good.
Though.
Sure, but you can't deny a good song. And I don't hear good songs when I hear Creed.
I can list you a lot of them. My Own Prison.
I know the song.
Arms Wide Open. My Sacrifice. God, they had a lot of good songs.
Stop.
Okay, where would you put Creed? I give Creed 7.2.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Below Nickelback. I'll put him at 0.5.
Wow. Below Nickelback?
Yep. Yep.
You like Creed less than Nickelback?
Correct.
At least Creed's American.
It's not about that. And then, I love the Beatles. They're British. Who cares?
Creed split apart, and then they were altered bridge, the rest of the band without Scott Stapp.
Is he okay now?
I don't know.
Okay.
I think he's had his moments in and out, but I'm not sure.
When that video resurfaced, that was like... People were worried for him.
He'll probably send you a cameo for $1.
See how much his cameo's worth?
See if Scott Stapp does cameos.
If it's less than $1, I'll buy one for you, Bones. I'll buy it right now. Mike D, I'll give you my credit card.
Scott Stapp is on Cameo. I get people all the time asking me, "Hey, will you do Cameo?
Why don't you do it?"
Because I don't want to.
You
do that yet.
You do that for free too.
Yeah. And
oh, I got it. How much do you think?
Okay, for real, real. I'm gonna say a Scott Stapp Cameo, $50.
I say it's high demand because it's a good
idiots
joke.
Like us,
it's a good joke to get Scott Stapp to call your friend. I would say $30.
Way off.
How much?
$500.
What?
Oh my God,
Bones! You need to get on Cameo.
Well, you could make some good money.
Wow,
I know. But do you guys look at Cameo? There's some big people on there. I'll ask you this too. Do you look at Cameo as a desperate thing?
A little bit, yeah. As like an extra way to like, oh, here I'm on Cameo.
I feel bad for people. Right? Yeah, the celebrities that I don't know on Cameo, I feel bad for them.
If I got on Cameo, people would be like, all right, you're trying to milk everything for money now.
But isn't everyone, doesn't that kind of tell you that everyone is a celebrity in a weird way? Like we don't look at that list. Really, if you look at that list, you'll probably only see like 20 people that you really know.
Probably more than that. But
more?
But yeah. But Jake Owen like does it for charity. He doesn't get money.
So yeah, that's cool. But yeah. And I looked, and not a lot of people do that. Yeah, like really, not a lot.
How much was Jake for charity, Mike?
Let's see.
I thought about doing this Cameo game on the air, but I thought it would give him a bunch of free promotion.
Cameo?
Yeah.
It's a good bit.
Jake's $100.
Oh, yeah. Moderately priced, and he gives all the money away.
And Scott Stapp, $500. Crazy.
Yeah. Smash Mouth. And here's a clip from Smash Mouth.
Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on. Go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on. Get paid.
So I will compare Smash Mouth to another band later in this list where they didn't end up how they started out. They kind of had some success, and it just altered what music they made because they realized they could be superstars with massive hits.
Right.
And so they were a ska punk act, and they were a legitimate ska punk act. By the way, they'll be at their anniversary is like 23 years tomorrow.
Wow. And they're still going.
So they were in a Super Bowl commercial.
Yeah, they were. I saw them in a commercial today.
It kind of is a joke, but yeah. Right. Steve Harwell from Smash Mouth is on there.
Cameo.
Yeah.
It'd be cheaper than Scott Stapp.
Smash Mouth has sold more than 10 million albums, but they had hits with the very down the middle stuff, like All Star, Walking on the Sun, I'm a Believer, which is a remake from the Monkees.
Yeah, that was on the movie Shrek.
Shrek, yeah. And so, you know, they started to go, wow, we're mainstream famous doing not that ska or punk stuff. But they had Walking on the Sun. Feels like I'm walking on a bam, bam, bam. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good song.
So they had this pop stuff and they started to go, why are we making this ska punk stuff when we can just do the pop stuff?
I don't hate them. I've never hated them. Like, even when they came out, I liked their sound. The Walking on the Sun sound was really cool. I mean, I liked it all the way. And I don't hate on bands making money. Like,
you just hated on Creed.
No. Creed was just terrible. Creed was terrible, and
they weren't.
And the fact people loved them, like, get out of here. No one loved Creed.
No one loved, yes, they did. They've sold 50 million albums.
No one loved
I
Creed.
I've went to two different shows.
Smash Mouth, like, if you find a way to be 50 and still make music and making money, do it.
Smash Mouth has allegedly had a beef with Smashing Pumpkins for years. That'd be a funny fight. After their catchy anthem was picked over a song for Shrek, because they were,
oh wow,
Smashing Pumpkins had a song up for it.
Billy Corgan was fighting for a Shrek spot. See him.
Aren't we all?
Him to me, though, he'd be on Cameo for sure.
Billy Corgan?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, let's see. Is Steve Harwell on Cameo?
He's Mike? Not, or the band is not.
Wow. See if Billy
Because they're still making money.
I bet you Billy Corgan's not, though.
I don't know. Some of the business decisions I've seen him make.
He is not.
Give me your Smash Mouth ranking.
I'll put him at 8.
That's really high.
Yeah, because I like Smash Mouth.
10 is John Mayer to me and Garth Brooks.
Oh, you're right. Let me bring him down a little bit. I'll go 5 then. 5, right down the middle.
I give them a 3.8.
Wow, why so low?
I don't like Smash Mouth that much.
Why not?
They let me down. I was in way more into their early stuff.
They let you down.
I mean, I give them a 4.
Did you watch the end of Shrek when all the cast members are singing?
But that's how. Right, no, I didn't.
That's good stuff.
Right, but that's what people know them for now. I don't know them from that. I just know them from the early radio stuff that I played. I'm not a hater.
Example. I bought my son an electric guitar, and we just plugged it in today for the first time, and he's like, and I held it, and he goes, can you play Smash Mouth? Like, out of nowhere, he asked that.
So there's a different connection to
him. He's 12 years old. That's cool, man.
What if he had to say, Dad, can you play Creed?
No, I mean, get out of here. No.
He'd break
You're
guitar,
grounded.
He'd smash it over your knee. Hated band, Insane Clown Posse. I'll play you a clip of
Never
ICP.
Really, yeah.
So their whole thing was, they're painted up. I would say like Kiss, right? They had a whole paint thing. They're white rappers. They are kind of grungy, chubby. Their songs are about sometimes death. Like weird stuff, right, Mike?
Yeah, pretty weird stuff.
Mm.
And so like a lot of like horror.
What year was this? Like 2000s?
Before that.
Really?
I would say before that.
I remember hearing that, but I didn't know who sang that. I didn't really even try to research who sang that.
And they were very independent, but they made a lot of money. Last year, Psychopathic, the record label, made more than $10 million.
Last year?
Mm-hmm. They have the Gathering of the Juggalos, a three-day festival. It's been going on for almost 20 years.
Joe just shook his head like he knows. Big fan.
You like ICP?
I'm okay with them, but yeah. I've researched.
What's the thing?
It's like everyone paints up like clowns.
Oh, you mean the festival?
And they spray soda on each other.
Really?
It's real weird.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
you should try that, Bones, next year.
I don't know enough about them to give them a real rating because I was never into them enough to not be into them.
Yeah, I don't know anything about
it. I feel like all the rest of we were so exposed to, we could hate them or love them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give it an I, my number, an incomplete because I don't really have exposure to them. I would know. You know what I know the most from is Howard Stern. They would go on that show all the time.
Really?
Mm-hmm. In interviews.
Did he like them?
Liked them as people. I don't know if he liked their music. He said they were nuts. Yeah. Limp Bizkit.
Ooh, it's a good one.
11. There you go. I love Limp Bizkit. I loved them. I loved them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All of them, all the tenses.
See if Fred Durst is on Cameo. People, they did a ranking of most obnoxious acts of all time, and Limp Bizkit is most of the time at number one in all of these. They are, let's see, there's a lot of stuff written here about them. They killed 90s music. Mm. They kind of came in after the grunge stuff,
they did.
Though.
Yes.
You know what grunge did to the hair metal? That's the glam metal.
Yep.
Limp Bizkit, Korn, POD.
That's right.
That was kind of the group that, like, big, anthemic,
mm-hmm.
Heavy, distorted guitar, but rap.
Yeah.
White guy rap over it.
And that was early 2000s.
Mm-hmm. I loved it. Could not get enough of it.
There was definitely a kind of person that was into that, I think.
But me.
What is that? And what kind of person
know.
Were you?
Just me. I'm the person.
It was just felt it in your heart.
I have a friend who's both of our really close friend, Brandon Ray, and he'll text me and be like, "Dude, let's go drive around and listen to Limp Bizkit."
And the thing there is, you go.
He's not kidding.
No, we've he's done that dead a couple serious.
Times. We'll go drive around, and catch up, and listen to Limp Bizkit.
Who? I really did think they were interesting. Who was their guitarist? Mike Wes?
Wade? Isn't it Wade something?
Wait, wasn't it Monkey?
Yeah, they did call him Monkey.
Yeah.
But he, his real name was like...
Yeah, I don't really know. I'm just,
they called him Monkey, right?
Just, yeah, yeah.
But he was... I remember him. He looks...
Wes Borland.
Monkey, right?
Yes, it was Monkey. I remember that for sure.
And then Kentucky Fried Chicken Head.
Who's that? Oh, was it the bassist?
Isn't that Guns N' Roses?
Maybe.
Your Buckethead.
Buckethead.
You're talking about Buckethead. Oh. He wasn't in Limp Bizkit.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
But it was something interesting about them. I never was into them. And I would be the one that would go along and say that they did kill...
Don't do that.
Music.
Don't do that.
For that moment. Because at that time, I remember specifically the Strokes were doing their thing. And Limp Bizkit and those guys, everything you said, POD and all those guys, were doing their thing. And I wanted the Strokes to hit so hard so they can just get rid of whatever was happening with music there. The Strokes, Franz Ferdinand, all that movement. I'm like, fight, 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 and get rid of all this junk. While you and Brandon Ray were out, like, loving life.
Loved them. I remember on Napster, whenever Fred Durst and Aaron Lewis did It's Been a While. Maybe It's Been a While. Or yeah. No, because I'm on the outside, I'm looking. That's what it was.
They Fred
did it,
Durst
They
was
did
on
it
that?
Live on that tour. It was, I do remember that. Great. It was like, Fred Durst, everybody. Ah, it's great. It's great. They used Limp Bizkit's music to torture criminals.
I get it.
They would like take these people from other countries.
Is that real? Do they really do that? The tortured mm-hmm. thing where they play music?
Mm-hmm. They often do Limp Bizkit's.
Okay.
Whatever. I loved it. I thought the coolest thing on MTV was when Fred Durst was listening to his own music. He's like, I love my own music. He turned it up and drove off.
What a douche.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not arguing. It's not. I mean, of all the bad bands, they're probably the highest for me. Maybe my scale was wrong. Maybe we should have just done a bad band scale.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking when I put Smash Mouth so high.
Well, then 9 on the bad band
scale. Oh, really? On the bad band scale? I'd put them at 4. I didn't mind it because there were some songs that they came out. So it's pretty cool.
God, they had so many.
And then Monkey to me, it was really interesting.
But let's see. Mike, pull up the Limp Bizkit playlist.
Okay.
They had so many, dude.
Yeah.
They had, when they did the
what was the cover they
behind
did?
Blue Behind Blue Eyes.
That's good stuff.
Because our dreams,
they are so empty.
Faith.
Oh my gosh.
So
they started. This was their first,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
So they started with a cover, which is...
Yeah. They used to play this on MTV like crazy. And that one scene where it goes, the whole crowd jumping up and down.
Yes. I remember that. I mean, like, wow.
Angry white kids that really had nothing to be angry about.
That was grunge, too. Yep. Angry white kids. Your life is good.
Yes. Why are you so mad? This song was the jam. Oh. What else you got on there, Mike?
You got Break Stuff.
Oh, yeah. What Break Stuff was a jam. Play this one, too. It's just one of them things.
Of course.
Yeah.
Rolling my way.
Oh,
my
rolling, 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 rolling,
rolling. Here, keep rolling, rolling.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
my
yeah.
way, my way. You're the highway. Back up, back up. Tell me what you want to do now. Man, this is a jam. This still comes on. I'm like, where does this go?
Where does this come up? What stage are you listening to when this comes?
Maybe in my head. Okay, so what else? Rolling, what else?
My Generation.
Jam. Oh. Do you know this one?
No, I'm thinking. Let me see. John Otto. Take him to the Matthews
Bridge. This is rock and roll.
Okay.
It's rock and roll people that want rock and roll. It's rap people that want rap. Generation. Those guitars. What else you got?
Those are the biggest streaming ones, yeah.
And then they had Behind Blue Eyes. You know, sing that originally?
Yeah, The Who. Come on. Did The Who sing this one too? Is that a... Oh, listen to that.
This is good.
This was good. I remember when this came out. My friend Dave in college was so into them, and I was...
No one knows what it's like to be the sad man.
No one knows what it's like.
It was cool that he wasn't screaming too.
Yeah, and the whole never in the song, mm-hmm. I don't think. To be the sad man. It makes them sad and bad. Behind blue eyes.
This monkey harmonizing.
And no one knows what it's like to be hated.
Mm-hmm.
To be faded.
Yeah.
To telling only lies.
Take a bounce.
But my dreams, they are as empty as my conscience seems to be.
All right. Thank you, Mike. We could go down. You love them. That's the thing.
No,
all these bands, you just said you would love their songs
privately.
I don't,
privately. Though. I don't.
This is, yeah. And here's another one. We have 1, 2, 3, 4. We got a bunch.
A lot of hated.
Maybe
bands.
I don't go through all of these, but we can roll over something quickly. But this one is one that switched up their sound once they had a bit of hit, and it was Sugar Ray.
Oh, yeah. All the things that I used to say, all the
words that got in the way. So their deal was
out the window.
They were hard.
Yeah, they were really hard. They were on tour with, what I think, who we just played. What's the band we just played?
Limp Bizkit.
Yeah, Limp Bizkit. Limp Bizkit and like 311. That's what they were categorized as, that kind of band.
Their whole first record was hardcore except for Fly.
Yeah.
It was...
Yep.
And then they had that one song, I Just Wanna Fly.
Yeah.
And that song blew up. So then they were like, F this.
Yeah, take the distortion
off
a little bit.
Let's do fun pop, sing-songy. They had a good-looking frontman. Mark McGrath.
Yeah, who later was a host on some TV show.
Probably still is, right?
Is he?
On Extra?
Extra. Mm-hmm. That's how good of a band they were. No, but I like them. I really did like them. And I liked Every Morning. Dude.
That's my least favorite one.
Really?
It was one of their biggest ones.
Oh, that's my favorite one.
Yeah. The Goo Goo Dolls. And
why would people hate them?
I love the Goo Goo Dolls.
Yeah, they're good.
Loved them. Because they were so manicured.
So?
All the sappy songs like Iris and Sly.
It's good stuff.
I agree.
Oh, okay. You're not arguing with me?
He had the long hair.
Yeah, he was beautiful.
Yeah.
It's good looking.
I think they hated him for that, for the most part. Train.
Kind of hated them. I love Meet Virginia, though. That's the one where I liked them at the beginning, and then they went really pop. And I guess props to them, because they really did change their music with every single time music changed. Like, they went from Meet Virginia all the way to... what's the, I guess, Hey Soul Sister. No, there's the ukulele one.
Well, they have a new one too that came out.
Yeah, they keep going and it sounds like, okay, it fits with whatever's on the radio still.
He's such a good singer. I've never thought even that they were in that group of lame bands. This is
there you go.
I love them. I have nothing bad to say about them. I hate they made this list because I can't do it.
I'm split because I love bands that have backbones. They stand for something, or they're like...
But they do. They stand for something.
They just change. They evolve with the time, which is cool.
But so do we
as
humans.
It's hard.
What if people said Eddie changed over his life? He just didn't have a backbone.
But it's hard to do. Like, it's hard for bands to do. Aerosmith did it. You know, they were one that did it, where, like, they were hardcore 70s classic rock and then moved to, you know, 90s kind of pop.
They have backbone.
They're able to do it. Not a lot of bands are able to do it, but they didn't. The fact that you can mold is kind of like you're a chameleon. You can just kind of do whatever, which is cool in a way, but at the same time,
the greatest.
You stand
for
nothing, man.
It's what Maroon 5's doing.
Another band.
They put freaking disc.
Are they on the list?
Yeah, they'll get there.
Yeah.
Matchbox 20. I'm not crazy. I'm just a little
unwell. I know right now you can't tell. One, two, three. Love them.
Yeah, love them.
Great.
Can't get enough.
They're so good.
They put out a record now, I'm listening.
Of course.
Yeah. Heroically vanilla pop is what this says. It was just straight.
Who said that?
White America vanilla pop. One of these articles. Hootie and the Blowfish.
Come on.
This is their 10 for me on the scale. They're my favorite. I love them. One of the biggest bands of my lifetime. Love them.
And people hated
because
them.
Because it was the people that really didn't want to let grunge music go.
I got a bootleg one time of Pearl Jam playing this thing with, it's called the Bridge School Festival. Bridge School, I think, benefit concert in San Francisco. Neil Young puts it on, and a lot of bands, there are like 30 bands, and they raise money for this Bridge School, which is a school for, I think, handicapped people, people with physical disabilities. And so Hootie comes on in this bootleg, and you can hear everyone, because this is the time where like people just got camcorders and recorded the show. And you can hear everyone like, blank Hootie, get off the stage, you suck, Hootie. Like, everyone around them, like, dang, dude, I never knew people hated them that much.
They just hated them because they blew up so much. Like, they wouldn't hate them if they were just a band playing. But because they were so massive, people, the bigger they got, the less people liked them. But.
And so good.
In 1995, that record, Cracked River, went 16 times platinum. 16 million records.
It's crazy.
But they couldn't catch a break because people didn't want to say goodbye to grunge music. I loved them. I still love them. My favorite.
Have you seen them
Mm-mm.
play?
Mm-mm.
I mean, now, once they came back.
Oh, back in the day I did.
Yeah, I know you did that.
I had iHeart Festival.
Oh, okay.
And they were great. But I haven't seen them like at a Hootie show. I could never get out there. Maroon 5 is another one here. You know, they're like, Maroon 5 was a super talented act that sold out. That's one of the sellout acts. Moves like Jagger. I've got them moves like Jagger. I've got them moves. You know, they were a rock band.
Yeah.
And now they'll put any kind of music in there. But I like their stuff. But you're right. There's really not passion from. You never get people that go, I'm the biggest Maroon 5 fan.
Because they stand for nothing. It's just they keep doing.
But they make a lot of money.
They do make a lot of money. And props to Adam Levine.
And they played the Super Bowl last year.
They did. I feel like he could have just left that band and just continued Adam Levine. But to leave them Maroon 5 and keep doing what they're doing is really cool because no one knows who the band is.
Imagine Dragons. People hate Imagine Dragons.
Really? Sellouts? Is that why they hate him?
Even like other rock bands hate him. Like Slipknot got into a whole thing, right, Mike?
Yeah. Corey Taylor hates Imagine Dragons.
He said they're worse than Nickelback, where Nickelback was the number one. But now Yeah. And so, but people hate him because I think they're so generic, white, angry guy that lifts weights rock.
Sure. Wears little shorts.
Like bro rock.
Yeah. I get that. I don't agree with it, but I get it.
They make good songs.
Yeah, I like all their songs.
Anything you think was missed on this list? It's kind of compiled from a bunch of different stuff.
No. I mean, the first ones I thought were Creed and Nickelback for sure.
Your favorite of all those bands?
Dave Matthews Band.
I go Hootie. Your least favorite of all of them?
Creed.
Hater.
0.5.
Hater. My least favorite. Mostly these are all my favorite bands.
This is the music I love. I still listen to.
I would probably put Smash Mouth there.
Cause really?
Because Insane Clown Posse was an incomplete. Yeah, probably. Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Mm. Did you like Stained?
Yeah.
Oh, you're like, oh, yeah.
I did. Then I got into a huge fight with Aaron Lewis recently. Well, 2-3 years ago. Mm-hmm. The lead singer is doing country now. Mm-hmm. And I don't really have a problem with him. I don't even know why we got into it.
I don't know what you get in with anyway.
I don't either anymore. I forget why I get into fights with people. I used to. I think I was on sleeping pills a lot back
probably.
In the day.
Probably.
But he, I think it was him. He was bashing Luke Bryan and Sam Hunt. That's what it was in a clip. And I was like, shut up, dude. You're just only doing this because you're trying to do country now and it's not working.
Yeah.
But I think that's why. I have no problem with him now. But I'm pretty sure that's why. All right, that's the deal. Thank you. Mike, Dean, anything you want to add?
I think out of all those, I like Limp Bizkit now.
After change your mind.
It kind of brought me back to like Trailer Park Days. That's all everybody listened to. And I'm like,
they're definitely like, a Trailer Park band.
I think that's what it was.
Yep. Also, Matchbox 20 shouldn't have been on there.
Nope.
Goo Goo Dolls shouldn't have been on there.
Nope. I agree with you.
People are stupid. We'll see you next time, everybody. Thank you very much. Bye.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's better, H-E-L-P.com.